Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs. Ask also about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800 and enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one that you want, and you'll hear a brief description. Then you will be texted a link to the dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for homes. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN, 9:30 a.m. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air today at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. I have two guests in the studio. Joining me today is Michael Burke and Lisa Cirillo. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining me here on this rainy Saturday morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Susan.
I'm really pleased to have both of you here today so we have an opportunity to talk about what's happening in the real estate market. You keep reading in the newspaper about how hot the markets are. I keep having conversations with people at every stop. If I'm in the grocery store, if I'm out and about at dinner, everybody wants to know what's happening in the real estate market. So today we have an opportunity to explain to them our perspective on what we think is happening. So maybe, Michael, you could start by telling me a little bit about what you're seeing out there.
Well, spring is definitely heating up after a mild winter. Buyers have been certainly anxious to find something with this competitive seller's market, but it really is a good time to get your home prepared. Many of my sellers have been working for a month or 2 months getting their home ready, and it's not as simple as just cleaning up and picking up anymore.
It seems like there's a lot of pressure out there on sellers and buyers because they're hearing about how hot the market is, and it seems like everybody's not sure when's the right time to jump in. Am I pricing my house correctly? Where am I going to move? If I put my house on the market, where am I going to find my next house? So it seems like it's really even more necessary in this kind of a emotion-filled hot market for buyers and sellers to rely on real estate professionals. Lisa, I know you've been in the real estate business for a long time and have just recently joined us at Hunt Real Estate. What are you finding out there in the marketplace in terms of emotion? Are people frustrated? Are they concerned? Are they curious?
Well, absolutely. Like Michael said, it's a seller's market. And what we're seeing is, and you've heard this in the news and in the papers, there's little inventory, and maybe that's partly why it's such a hot market, because people are jumping on anything coming on the market, and there's multiple offers and a lot of attendance at the showings. So it's frustrating for both the buyers and the agents that are working with them.
So when we in the industry use certain terms, maybe our listeners are not as familiar with them. So when we talk about inventory, we're really talking about the number of houses that are on the market. And in Western New York, we have a wide variety of markets. We have condos, we have townhouses, we have single-family homes, we have multifamily properties. Are we seeing there are shortages in all areas of the inventory and in all geographic regions? Is it across the board, or is it a little more specific in certain areas?
I have found that there's a lack of inventory for the seniors wanting to downsize. The children have moved on after college, and there's really not many places for them to go. Unfortunately, a lot of the patio home developments are growing in price, and it's limiting some of the moves to allow for inventory to recycle.
It's interesting that you say that, Michael, because over the last couple of weeks, the radio programs, we've talked about new construction and opportunities for buyers in the market to reach out to builders, because there has been such a shortage of homes to meet the needs of the members of the community. And one of those areas is sort of along the lines of senior housing. We don't have as many ranch houses in Western New York as you see in other areas of the country, or first floor masters, where the bedroom, the master bedroom is on the first floor, and it allows people to age in place. So this situation seems to be occurring very often, where we have those of us who are getting older, I'll put myself in that category, and we're living in single-family two-story homes, where we're up and down the stairs, and it takes a toll as we get older. Our knees aren't as cooperative, our hips aren't as cooperative, and we want to be on the first floor. However, it seems that we have a shortage of ranch housing. It seems to me that when a house goes on the market where all of the living space is on the first floor, it seems that those get snatched up sooner rather than some of the other houses. Lisa, are you finding that to be the case?
Absolutely. And the other point I would like to make is, in Buffalo, a house price in the 150 to 250 range is a very affordable house for the general income in Buffalo. And so there are a lot of buyers in that category. There just is an inventory in that range. If there's inventory anywhere, it's the higher end houses, but there's a smaller pool of buyers.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. So we do have a limit then in the area in terms of ranch housing that's available, senior housing that might be available. I don't know what the solution is to that, other than for people to jump back into the marketplace. There was a period of time, you know, 8 or 10 years ago, where people were concerned about interest rates and the economy, and would our homes maintain the value that they had at the current level at that time. And obviously, we've seen the housing values continue to increase. The housing market is really stable here, but it seems like people have been slow to get back into the market. It could be that people remodeled their houses during that period of time, or they became comfortable in the homes. But 2 weeks ago, Peter Hunt and I were discussing the fact that we think there's a lot of people in the Western New York area that are in the wrong house for them. They've either outgrown the house because it was a home for their family when they had growing children, so now they have a four-bedroom house that's essentially vacant most of the time. People that want to have the flexibility of traveling to warmer climates in the wintertime, they don't need the big house and the big yard and have to maintain that if they're spending half the year in the South. So, Lisa, it looks like you might have something you want to contribute to the conversation.
Well, I was going to say, what's adding to the stalemate as well of the inventory is that people who want to downsize, like you said, there's no place for them to go that they can afford. Building costs have risen. Those ranch styles, or you know, what were considered, you know, downsizing, more affordable homes, aren't available. So even People that had the four bedroom that would like to downsize have decided to stay because there's nowhere for them to go. It's more expensive. It's going to be more expensive for them to move into a 2,000 square foot ranch built new than it is to continue living in their four bedroom, $350,000, $400,000 home. So and then of course, a lot of people refinanced over the years because interest rates were so low. So maybe they've done some remodeling. So they're staying where they are. And so that's added all to this whole stalemate of just lack of inventory. Nobody's moving.
And I think as real estate professionals, it's incumbent on us to help assist in this problem. Mm-hmm. Because when we talk about the shortage of inventory, it's not that we don't have houses available. It's just that maybe we have to help people find them. They have to consider maybe expanding their geographic border. People that have lived in one community may think that's the only community that they're comfortable in. But it seems that more and more seasoned buyers, if we can call them that, are looking at other alternatives. We used to think that lofts downtown were really for young urban professionals, and we're finding that people are moving from the suburbs down into the urban properties. Some of the bigger homes in the city are being purchased by people who are giving up their big lawns in the suburbs. I know, Michael, we were talking earlier this week about a couple, I think, that you were helping look at purchasing a home in the city. Maybe tell me a little bit about why you think that might be happening.
Well, definitely with the resurgence and revitalization of Buffalo, many people are gravitating back into the city, and it's exciting to see that, and more so now than in all of my life here in Western New York. Going back to what you had mentioned about the properties available for people, and especially seniors, one thing that's very important to keep in mind is it's not always necessary to wait to find the perfect property to put your house on the market. Mm-hmm. If you're working with a realtor, we can negotiate on your behalf a reverse contingency or an extended closing time period for you to find a replacement housing. So it's really important to be working with a professional.
And I can't underscore that enough. It really does make a difference, especially in this time when the market is challenging and there's so many multiple offers, and there really are a variety of real estate options for them to consider. If someone were interested in working with a real estate professional, for example, yourself, Michael, how would they reach you?
Well, they can call me directly on my cell at 474-8155, or they can email me at mburke@huntrealestate.com.
And that's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, right?
Correct.
There's several different spellings of that name, so yes. I want to make sure that people can reach you. And you don't specialize in working with just sellers or buyers. You work with both buyers and sellers, correct?
Absolutely.
Are there any geographic areas that you limit yourself to?
No, I grew up in the South Towns, and I currently live in the North Towns. So anywhere from, East Aurora, Orchard Park, all the way to Niagara County. So,
and you have listings right now in a number of different communities, don't you?
Definitely, yes.
Roughly how many houses do you have listed with you on the market right now?
Right now I have five and four coming. Interesting, my last four listings all got contracts with multiple offers. But people don't realize that with each one of those, we were working for a month to 2 months getting them ready for the market. So even though it is a seller's market, it's so important to properly prepare your home. And it's not just about staging. A lot of it has been deferred maintenance over the years. When people live in their house, a lot of times you stop noticing things. So it's important to bring in a professional realtor. We have teams of people that we work with, professional stagers, and everything in service companies, everything from painters to handyman.
I've had the opportunity to work with you with clients, and One of the things that I noticed right away is what a good job you do in helping people to understand what they need to improve on their house. Sometimes people focus a little too much on just the kitchen or the master bathroom as if those are the things that are going to sell the house, or just the location in and of itself. But it's really having that critical eye and knowing from a real estate professional's experience what it is that you might need to tweak in order to make your house stand out from any of the other houses that are on the market. People become emotional during the selling process and the buying process, and I think the staging and the preparation really does allow people to connect with your house. And I think the preparation is really important. Lisa, in your experience, are there things that you would recommend to sellers to avoid doing? Obviously, you want to declutter the house and you want to depersonalize it and present it in its perfect light. But are there any things that people should avoid doing? Are there expenses that are not worth putting money into?
Well, there's two ways to sell a house, right? You can either fix it up and try to maximize your sale price, or you could adjust the price if you don't have the capital to invest in the mechanics. But certainly, roof is, people like to, at least have a decent roof on the house. Things not to do, you ask me. I would just be careful not to put too much money into the house that you would price yourself out of the market. And your realtor could advise you once they come and see the house and make those recommendations.
And I imagine there are things that you want to avoid. You certainly don't want to pick dramatic colors or things that would be personalized to your individual taste. Mm-hmm. So I would think that's where a real estate professional could mm-hmm. step in and help you to make some good, solid decisions. Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's such a strong emotional component mm-hmm. into the buying process. And the buyers today are much different than a generation or two ago. They've grown up watching HGTV channels designed to sell, flip this house, and the buyer expectations are much higher. And
the idea that people have time to do the fixer-uppers, I think, is probably past us. Although I do hear that some of the millennials really do like the idea of buying something and personalizing it to themselves. We're seeing a little bit of that in our marketplace here, but in Western New York, we did have kind of a drain of our younger population, so we had fewer buyers that were coming into the marketplace in that 20 to 25, 25 to 30 range. We tended to see more mature buyers for first-time home buyers. So I'm hoping that some of the millennials will allow us to sell some of the houses that are not pre-improved. And that's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. When you're putting the house on the market and you've remodeled your kitchen or your bathroom, you've really pre-improved the house for the future buyer. I like to do things the other way around. I'd like to get in there and pick the cabinets for myself and the tile and the backsplash and the countertops. But it seems like that's a bit more of a challenge now. People want to be able to just walk in, turn the key, and walk in.
Oh, absolutely. You're definitely, excuse me, an exception to the yes. buyer market, Susan. More and more households are dual income families, and people unfortunately don't even want to take borders or wallpaper down anymore. They want move-in conditioned mm-hmm. as streamlined as possible. So for a seller, it's critical to make those changes so that they can maximize the sale price mm-hmm. of their property.
And Lisa, I know Michael had the opportunity to explain how people could reach out to him if they had questions. If someone were interested in hearing a little bit more about what you could do to assist them either selling or buying a home, how would they reach you, Lisa?
Well, they could call me directly on my cell at 440-8979. Or email me at lisa.cirillo@huntrealestate.com. And Cirillo is spelled C-I-R-I-L-L-O.
Terrific. So we talked a little bit about multiple offers. I think you both mentioned multiple offers, and that used to sort of be the exception in the real estate business. But now it really seems to be the norm, in at least in pockets In certain communities and certain price range for certain type homes, like we talked about earlier, ranch homes or some of the affordable homes. But even some of the houses that would be outside the norm, you know, well above the average sale price for the area, we're seeing multiple offers. So what does it really mean when there's multiple offers? Is there just such demand on a particular house that maybe it's priced so competitively that people want to jump in, or is the house just so desirable because its condition or a variety of factors? What is it when we say multiple offers? What does that mean to a buyer or a seller?
Well, certainly we are definitely seeing that more and more frequently right now. What it means is that the buyer is in a very competitive position. So it's important to be working hand in hand with a realtor and allow them to position you to be as competitive as possible with that offer. And some examples being one with Hunt Real Estate. We have Hunt Mortgage, and they have developed our pre-home purchase commitment, and that will allow buyers to become as competitive as somewhat a cash position, which we're seeing more and more of as well now. And many different factors can be negotiated in a contract. Sometimes there's even escalation clauses that are being put in a contract to allow a buyer to be more competitive.
So in anticipation of a competitive negotiation where there's multiple offers, someone might actually put into their contract an escalation clause that would allow them to bid up their price essentially to a maximum level that they're comfortable with?
Absolutely. Let me explain it quickly if I can for the listeners. If, for example, there's 5-8 offers on the table on a property, somebody may be willing to pay higher than the current list price, but they're a little concerned to overpay or pay much more than the highest competing offer. So the agent can put in the contract an escalation clause of a dollar amount above the highest competing offer, not to exceed X.
So it certainly sounds like there's some strategy involved in multiple offer situations. So
absolutely.
Again, reinforcing the need to be working with a professional real estate agent, a realtor, licensed. We actually would prefer that someone would work with a Hunt agent. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about how we as professionals can assist them. We'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements, remember our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Michelle, with Michael Burke and Lisa Cirillo. Sorry about that, Michael. We were talking about real estate and the marketplace and multiple offers and what's going on out there. There's a lot of emotion in the marketplace. And we were talking about having a real estate professional to help guide buyers and sellers through the process. And one of the things that comes up when we're talking about the seller's market and putting an offer in, whether or not someone is in a position to purchase a home with cash or if they're going to be getting a mortgage, and how they present that offer as a buyer to the seller and how a seller looks at that offer can oftentimes hinge not just on the purchase price, but also on the financing that's involved. And I'm not sure that people understand exactly why a quote-unquote cash deal is preferred. Can maybe one of you explain why cash is king, so to speak, in the real estate contract?
Absolutely, Susan. I can give you a perfect example why cash is always king or the most important element in a purchase. I had a sale last year. It was my listing. A buyer came in through another agent, and they had a pre-approval. And we entered into a contract with that buyer, and we were almost 3 weeks into the transaction when the buyer, unfortunately, did not get his commitment. His loan went to the underwriters and unfortunately was not approved. So fortunately, through another lender, we were able to get that buyer approved. But many times transactions run into hiccups with the underwriting.
And I think on this show over time, listeners have heard us talk about the advantages to having a pre-purchase commitment, which Hunt Mortgage offers, and how that compares to a pre-approval. So really, the underwriting process is key, because based on some very preliminary review, a potential buyer could have a letter that simply says they've been pre-approved for a certain price home, but then when they put the purchase offer in and the actual mortgage application is reviewed, it turns out that maybe they were not actually eligible for a mortgage for that type of home. It could be based on their credit scores, or it could be based on their income or their expenses or things that might not have been taken into consideration when they received that pre-approval. So there really is a big difference then between a pre-approval and a pre-commitment and cash.
Absolutely.
Is there much of a difference between cash and a pre-purchase commitment? Are they pretty comparable?
They are very comparable, although, you know, if somebody has a income-generating source like a job, that job, until closing, still somebody could lose their current position.
So, sure, because in order to qualify for a mortgage, the sources of income are considered, and there's always going to be that verification of employment prior to closing on a house. So a closing, a typical closing on a house, how long would you say it takes between the time the purchase offer goes in and is approved by a seller, between that point in time and when a seller could expect to be at closing and to turn over the keys to the new buyer and to walk away with the proceeds from the sale?
Typical closings are averaging about 60 days right now.
And Lisa, when buyers are in the marketplace, they're prepared that it's going to take about 30 days or so for them to close on their house. What if they have an existing home? So now they're trying to balance the sale of their existing home. Most of the time, people need the proceeds from that sale in order to purchase the new home. How do, as real estate agents, how do you help accommodate the buyers and the sellers relative to coordinating those closings? Is that something you get involved with?
Well, we try to help wherever we can, and then, of course, the attorneys are usually involved. It's a little bit of a dance trying to close one property and you know, close on the other. Sometimes there's a couple days lag in there. Maybe there's a few days of rent payback for the buyer on a new property. So we usually find a way of working it out.
If we have any listeners that are interested in providing some insight to the, some of their real estate experiences or questions that they might have about real estate transactions or the market, what's happening in the market. I just want to remind the listeners that they're able to call in. The studio number is 803-0930. You can call toll-free at 1-800-616-9236, or you can also call from your cell phone, *930. We'd love to hear from our listeners with any questions they might have about real estate. I know that, Lisa, you've been in the business for a while. Can tell us a little bit about your entry into the real estate career, your real estate career.
Well, I guess I started over 20 years ago because my mom was a real estate agent, and I used to help her a little bit at open houses while I was raising my family. And my husband is in real estate, and he's a licensed appraiser, so I've been surrounded by it for 20 years. And I started in this business about 5 years ago and recently joined Hunt, which has been a great business move for me.
And we're very happy to have you at Hunt, I might like to add.
So it was a logical next step for me when I was seeking out a new career, and I love it.
That's terrific. And Michael, how about yourself? You've been in the real estate business for a while as well.
I've been with Hunt Real Estate for over 10 years now, after transitioning from the banking and automotive industries. This has certainly been my best career yet, and I am loving it.
Well, I know you've been very successful at it. I have seen the awards that you've earned.
Thank
and
you.
I know that you're one of the top producers in the company. So you must be doing something right. So we're happy to have you with the company. But I'm certainly especially happy to have you today in the studio to help us kind of break down the real estate market here in Western New York. We know that there's been a resurgence in downtown Buffalo, all of the restaurants and the nightlife and the energy that's taking place down there. It seems to be spilling over into the suburbs, and there seems to be restaurants opening all the time and nightlife, and people are really excited about Western New York. Are you seeing that translating into the housing market as well?
Absolutely. And it's not just downtown. I mean, it's the suburbs as well, and certainly.
Yeah, people are moving back into the area. Young people who used to leave the area for employment opportunities are staying, and there's a lot of excitement going on right now.
We at Hunt have campaign that we have been, sharing with the community. It's our We Live Here campaign, hashtag We Live Here. And we've put together some information about the communities to share our knowledge and help people to find the perfect place for them to call home. We've developed what we call the Hunt Neighborhood Explorer, and people can visit huntrealestate.com and simply type in the desired neighborhood, the city, or the county in the search bar, and they'll be instantly connected to a wealth of local community data, including property sales for the desired neighborhoods, market trends, school information, and even reviews for the best restaurants, because it connects right to Yelp for that. We also have a We Live Here video series, which I think is great for people in the community to take a look at, to remind us of, you know, what we have to offer. But certainly for people that are looking at moving into the area, the We Live Here video series is from Main Street to the local shops and restaurants and schools, and each of the communities really has something unique to offer. So our hashtag We Live Here video series gives a glimpse of what makes each city and town and village special. And people can visit our Hunt website to start their journey to do that. There's great photos that gives you a feel for each community, and it portrays its unique feel. So it's a video with a montage of all of the special and unique sites in the village of Williamsville, where my office is located. We obviously have the village mill, we've got the waterfalls, we've got the historic part of the village. So you really get a feel for what that community is like, and each one of the local communities has that. We do have a caller who's joining us now. I want to go to that call real quickly. We have Carla from Buffalo.
Yes, hi. I had a question about the trend, if there is any, that you're seeing on new build on city lots. I own a city lot in Allentown, and so I'm at a fork in the road. to build on it or maybe just sell the property itself as is?
Well, you know, I'm probably the best one suited to answer this question with over 20 years of construction experience. And I will tell you that builders and developers are really looking at the city as an opportunity for new construction. It's got great energy and good infrastructure in place, but it does present some challenges in that the lots are a little bit smaller. A lot of the buyers today are looking for in new construction attached garages, and some of the lot configurations present a challenge. But several of the builders have recently done projects in the city that I think have enticed them to considering doing future work. So I would say your expression that you're at a fork in the road probably parallels where the contractors are with this. So I would say stay tuned for that. There's probably more to come. And if you'd like to, at some point in time, talk with one of our real estate professionals about the opportunity, we'd love to have you do that. We are going to have to go to break now, and we'll be back after these messages from our house to yours.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Hunt Mortgage is excited to offer the Pre-Purchase Commitment Program, an exclusive program that has no cost or obligation. Hunt will issue a complete mortgage commitment before you buy. Your offer will be virtually a done deal and allow it to stand out. Hunt Mortgage is a name buyers, sellers, and realtors trust. Simply go to huntmortgage.com and use our convenient online application or call any Hunt office.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com. huntrealestate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling, or you're financing, you need insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Michael Burke and Lisa Cirillo, and we were talking about the marketplace. One of the things that I think is so important and incumbent on us as real estate professionals is to be a resource to educate buyers and sellers about what's happening in the marketplace. Lisa, can you explain what our role is in educating buyers and sellers?
Absolutely. I can't express enough how important it is to work with an agent who is on top of the market and working in it every day. The market is changing so fast, buyers and sellers can't keep up with the changing pricing. So we're in it every day. We know what houses are selling for. Zillow, our buyers use Zillow and Realtor.com, and they think that they know the market better than we do. But those sites don't account for condition, location, upgrades, and that's where we come in and where our value really helps. We want to help. We're part community service agents, I feel sometimes. So I can't express enough how important it is to work with an agent.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head. We are professionals, and this is mm-hmm. a profession. And yes, it's nice that people can surf the web and they can mm-hmm. gather information. But what to do with that information, whether it's Zillow or Realtor.com or Trulia or other resources, someone has to help them synthesize that information. And I know, Michael, you've worked with buyers and sellers in the past, and I'm sure you've had some experiences, both good and bad.
Absolutely. Creating value is the biggest component to my business in positioning a property for a seller to be best in class is so critical today, even though lack of inventory is strong right now. There are homes out there that are sitting and not selling, and unfortunately they're dropping in price. So it's so critical that when you launch it to be best in class. And so
I think the role of the professional is really important, because this is a huge investment for most people. It's the largest investment that they're going to make in their lifetime.
Absolutely.
In their home. Mm-hmm. And it's getting trickier and trickier. There are more and more rules and regulations. The forms that you have to fill out for contracts have dramatically increased. It used to be just a page or two was a contract. Maybe that was decades ago, but over time it's gotten to the point where the contract is rather lengthy and the attachments are rather lengthy. And we see people that want to put their house on the market on their own, the for sale by owner. When people hear how strong the market is, I think there's a temptation to list your house yourself. And I know there's some pitfalls there, and maybe you can explain what some of those pitfalls might be.
Absolutely. And this is certainly not a DIY project. Your home in many cases is your most biggest asset, and you want to hand over the marketing of that to a real estate professional. If you've been in your house any length of time, even getting it pre-inspected. I just recently had a purchase fall apart because a seller didn't get a pre-home inspection, and there was some mold found in the attic that certainly can be remediated, but that's something that could have been caught before the property was even marketed. So there's many components into getting a property ready.
And one of our other assets is that we make sure, or we try as best as possible to make sure our buyers are qualified. You know, if you're selling your house on your own, you're just opening up your home to perfect strangers. You're not sure what their financial situation is. And getting back to your reference about all the paperwork with the contracts, the contracts have grown because there are protections for buyers and sellers in those pages to give more credibility to the profession. And like as I said, protection for buyers and sellers are there for a reason, because so many things can happen to make a deal fall through.
And some of those forms are actually required documents. And
correct.
When people are selling their house on their own, they're not realizing that there are lead paint disclosures that are required and other kinds of documents that might create some challenges if they're not completed properly and can interfere with the closing process. I think we as real estate professionals recognize that marketing a house is so important, pricing the house right, getting buyers, potential buyers in to see it. So showing the house is really important. And then negotiating a contract, all of that seems pretty obvious, I think, in the sale of a home. But I think what happens behind the scenes between the time a contract offer is accepted and closing occurs is where all the nightmares and the lost sleep and the real hand-wringing takes place. Most transactions are complicated. Most don't move between contract to closing without some kind of blip. And if I were to be selling my home myself, I wouldn't feel that I had a team of people to assist me through that process.
Absolutely. And research has shown that homes sold with a real estate broker average about 12 to 15% higher. So,
why do you think that is?
Because I a couple things that contribute to that. First of all, when you've fully marketed your house with a broker, you're getting the marketing and exposure that it needs. Also, you're creating the demand and exposing it to a wider base of clients. We are affiliated with Cardis Network, one of the nation's largest relocation companies. We get many professionals coming into the area, and those buyers are assigned to a certified relocation agent. They're working with them hand in hand, and they, in many cases, are not exposed to homes that are for sale by owner. So it certainly behooves you to get your house fully marketed.
And there's no cost to someone to list their home with a real estate agent.
No, you're not paying us until we've earned our commission and in the sale is negotiated. So unless we bring you an offer that's acceptable to you, there's no out-of-pocket expense for our service.
And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves with at Hunt Real Estate, is the level of professionalism for our agents, that we are really there to serve our clients. You know, Hunt is home. We have a real affinity towards Western York in particular. We're locally owned. We're family owned. We're supporters of the community. As agents and professionals, we're out there in the community. We're constantly educating ourselves on what's happening in the marketplace, and we want to be able to take that information and knowledge and help buyers and sellers. And I think that that role that we perform is sometimes underestimated, because you can put a for sale sign up in your yard and you can sell it, but are you selling it for the best price for yourself and your family?
Exactly. I mean, if it was easy as putting a for sale sign out, almost 3,000 agents in Western New York would be out of a job. So we certainly earn our value.
And I know how hard you work, because I know both of you are busy this weekend. Do you have any open houses this weekend, or are you working with buyers and sellers?
I'm working with buyers. In fact, I have an appointment I had to postpone to be on this show this morning.
Well, thank you for taking time to do that.
And I'm meeting another client at an open house tomorrow. We're going through it. And so I have lots of buyers and just looking for property.
And Michael, what about you? I know you're working with buyers and sellers all the time.
Yeah, what I'd like to communicate to the sellers that are considering selling their home is the average prep time today is a month plus. So if you're thinking about getting your house on the market, spring is here. So certainly call us today. You can call me at 474-8155 or email me directly at mburke@huntrealestate.com.
And that's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, right?
Yes, correct.
And Lisa, what if people wanted to reach you?
My cell number again is 440-8979, or email me at lisa.cirillo@huntrealestate.com. And Cirillo is C-I-R-I-L-L-O.
So we're approaching the top of the hour, and so we're going to be running out of time soon. But if we could take away anything from today's discussion, I think it's that, yes, it's a bit of a seller's market. We have a shortage of listings, but we have so many truly wonderful communities in Western New York, and we have so many different housing options that we don't want people to get discouraged. We don't want them to hear that there's few options and prices of houses are getting out of reach. That's not the message that we want to deliver. We really have a positive environment here. These are the market conditions that we would have loved to have had, mm-hmm. 8 or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are still historically low, even though we're seeing them creep up. We are still in an interest rate climate that makes borrowing money attractive. Most of our mortgages that we see, people are borrowing as much as they can in anticipation of interest rates mm-hmm. that will be climbing or planning that they might climb. So it seems that we have a lot of opportunities, and if we can connect buyers and sellers with the right real estate professionals, that we can actually help them find the perfect home. I'm imagining, Michael, that you have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's nice to see that the building market is starting to flourish again. In my own current community of Clarence, I mean, it's nice to see the new developments going up. So I think it's going to create an opportunity for some movement.
And I think that's exactly what we need. We talked mm-hmm. about that 2 weeks ago. Peter Hunt and I talked about the opportunities for new construction last week with Bill Tine. We talked about the cost of regulations, but there's always a positive moment at the end of the show that we want to explain to people that the opportunities are really there, and we as real estate professionals are excited about what's happening in the marketplace. I can't thank you enough, Lisa and Michael, for joining me today to help us to educate the public about what's happening. So this is Susan Ballard, and remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.